Hugh Nibley Observed, edited by Jeffrey M. Bradshaw, Shirley S. Ricks, and Stephen T. Whitlock. Published by the Interpreter Foundation and Eborn Books in cooperation with Book of Mormon Central and FAIR, 2021. All rights reserved. We are pleased to present the audio version of the chapters in this book as recorded by the authors or their representatives. The dates and circumstances of the recordings vary widely. Many were recorded as part of live presentations. For example, the earliest recordings were made in 2010 as part of a series of lectures honoring Hugh W. Nibley posthumously at the centennial of his birth. Some others were recorded at Nibley's funeral services, held at the Provo, Utah Tabernacle in 2005. In some cases, the remarks given at these two events or otherwise prepared for the volume were not available for inclusion here. As will be obvious to listeners, some of the remarks from live presentations were edited subsequently and re-recorded at a later time. For all these and other reasons, the sound quality of the resulting audio is mixed, and there are many minor imperfections that persist. We hope that you will find, as we the editors do, that the chance to experience the authenticity and variety of the voices included in this audio book is a positive feature that outweighs any resultant faults. We are especially pleased that Tom Nibley's voice could be featured for the recording of his father Hugh's chapter, an intellectual autobiography, and in the revised audio version of his own remarks given at Hugh's funeral service. Tom, who was very ill when these recordings were made, passed away himself some weeks afterward. Of this experience, his wife Debbie wrote, quote, "Being able to participate meant so much to him and does to me too. Although confined to bed with metastatic cancers for the past few years, he was always reading, studying, and listening to gospel blogs and discussions. Spreading the gospel and growing closer to the Savior has been the guiding force in Tom's life since he was a very young boy." End of quote. This book is affectionately dedicated to Hugh's wife and companion, Phyllis Draper Nibley.